A Sweet Deal by Hippo Fox. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey. Chapter 1. No kissing.
Ha! Sir, that's chill.
And don't look at me.
You got it, babe.
Jane almost opens her mouth to tell him not to use pet names either, but then she imagines her name in his mouth, and somehow that's even worse. She purses her lips, staring up at the kitchen ceiling, the hard edge of the countertop, digging into the backs of her thighs. Golly, how did she convince herself that this was a good idea again? Gamzee's lips press into her shoulder, and she gets a face full of his hair, his ever-present scent of weed and artificial grape pervading her nostrils and drowning out the much more preferable aroma of baking bread. His big warm hands slide over her knees and squeeze.
"Anything in particular you are all up and looking for, doll?" he murmurs.
"Yes." She needs to know if his hands feel better inside her than her own. Well, to be clear, not his specifically. Definitely not his specifically. Gamzee is just conveniently available and moderately attractive, kind of. "Just make it feel good," she says curtly. Gamzee's head turns inward, and she feels him smile against her neck. It's sensitive. More so than she would have anticipated. She shudders and tries to squeeze her thighs together, but he's in the way.
"All right. I can be doing my motherfucking best in that direction," he says.
His hands travel slowly up her thighs, from her knees, towards the fly of her shorts. At least that's where she expects them to go, but instead they slide around to her buttocks. She squeaks, her hands flying up to his shoulders without her say-so. What are you doing? I thought we agreed—
"Fuck, be chill, baby doll. We're getting there. I'm just trying to figure out what all makes you be feeling good first. If you don't want to just be up and telling me the wicked details in that regard, but I can slow my motherfucking roll, if that's more your style."
No. No, continue. Another smile against her neck, and he gives her tush a firm squeeze. She inhales sharply. Another thing she didn't expect to be so sensitive. Goodness, she was learning more than she'd bargained for today.
"Shit, you feel nice," he murmurs,
his hands sliding up even further under her shirt. They brush her sides and tickle her ribcage before stopping under her breasts. A thrill runs up her spine.
"You want this all for no?" he murmurs.
She scowls into his hair. "You can move the bra, but the shirt stays on. I'm not here to give you a show."
"Okay, that's cool,"
he agrees easily enough. He reaches around and surprises her by deftly releasing the clasp, the sudden lack of tension around her chest sending ripples of awareness through her. Then his thumb brushes one of her nipples. She gasps. It's like nothing she's ever felt before. No, not entirely true, but it's like when she's touching herself, when he hasn't even gotten into her knickers yet. Oh, maybe this was worth it, after all. Then his other hand comes up and brushes the other one, too, and she lets out a soft moan, her head falling back. Good gracious. She thinks maybe she could come just from this. Gamzee makes a pleased noise against her throat, his hands moving in tandem.
"Yeah," he says.
"Oh, yes," she gasps out. This is exactly what she was looking for. The longer he continues, the further it heightens the feeling between her legs. Her hips buck of their own accord, her breath coming out in big, shuddery sighs. This is incredible. After too short of a time, his hands slip away, and she cries out in protest. "Oh, don't stop now!" But then she realizes he's reaching for her fly.
"No? But I thought this was what you were all up and getting your want on about, babe."
He's smiling at her with that stupid, heavy-lidded gaze of his. But in this context, with his hands between her legs, It makes her insides feel. She closes her eyes. Nope, not going there. Never mind. Continue. She helps him shimmy her shorts down, although she continues pointedly avoiding his gaze. If he won't uphold his end of the no-looking bargain, she will just have to damn well do it for him. The granite countertop is cold on her bare skin. And she fidgets as she waits for Gamzee to continue. She hears him exhale heavily.
Motherfuck, but you're beautiful, he says.
She breaks her anti-staring contest to glare at him. He's staring rapturously at her thighs, his hands tracing lightly over them. She shivers. Not from the cold. Just get on with it.
All right, I'm going,
he says placatingly, but then continues to just play with her thighs for another few seconds. She makes a noise of frustration, and finally his hands start drifting to the actual objective. Her hands creep back up to his shoulders. He leans closer and lets her press her face to the crook of his neck. His ratty old t-shirt feels surprisingly soft against her cheek. The tips of his fingers press against her through the thin cotton of her panties. She gasps. She can practically feel herself leaking through them.
Easy now,
he says, rubbing in a small, teasing circle. Her hips jerk. Everything in her body screaming, yes, finally, she moans, the fabric of his shirt bunching up in her hands. He slowly pushes her panties to the side and continues to rub his fingers against her, working her up bit by bit, making the emptiness inside her increasingly unbearable. She's about to complain that he can go ahead and get on with it already when he finally slips a finger inside of her. It's so exquisite that she has to bite down on his shoulder to stifle the sound that tries to escape her. Oh, it's good, it's so good.
So motherfucking wet,
he comments. Her face floods with heat. You shut your mouth, Buster, she growls, grinding her hips against him. The heel of his hand is perfectly pressed against her from this angle. Just a little more, and maybe his free hand brushes one of her nipples, and pleasure washes through her in an overwhelming wave. Oh, Gamzee, that's... And then the real... orgasm hits her. She cries out, her hips bucking uncontrollably as he lets her fuck down onto his fingers. Wave after wave of pleasure trembling all the way through her. It goes on, and each time she thinks she's done, he does something unexpected with his hand or teases her nipple, and it starts up again. She's exhausted. By the time it finally comes to an end, enough, enough! She gasps. His hands still. And she feels his lips against her hair.
Yeah. You get all that you were getting your want on for, gorgeous.
His tone is low and rumbling and dangerously smug. Jane forces her breathing to even out and pulls her head out of range of his wandering lips. I suppose, she says noncommittally. The oven timer goes off, saving her from having to elaborate. And that's my end of the bargain done as well. She pushes him away and hops down from the counter, quickly yanking her shorts back on. Before he can make any more defiling comments about her exposed backside, she grabs her oven mitts and takes the fresh bread out of the oven. It's surprisingly good-looking, considering the unmitigated chaos that had ensued when trying to show him how to make it. She taps the bottom of the loaf and it gives the beautiful hollow sound of a perfect bake. Looks like you got a good rise after all. I thought for sure you'd overworked it. Gamzee chuckles behind her.
Shit, you don't say. 'Cause I could have sworn I worked it just the amount as I was told.
She turns around. And he gives her a slow, meaningful look, slouching against the counter. His lips quirk up at the sides suggestively. Her cheeks heat. The bread. I meant the bread. The deal was that I teach you how to bake in exchange for that. And now I'm just giving him useful feedback on your baking. Don't get the wrong idea, Buster.
Oh, shit. Yeah, of course. I get alls to what you're fucking getting your say on about. We're totally reading from the same motherfucking sheet of music, sister. He winks. Jane turns away with a scowl.
Oh, whatever. Just go wash your hands so I can show you how to tell when your loaf is fully done.
The sound of the water turns on. Aunt Jane closes her eyes and finally lets herself slump against the counter, nerves jangling wildly under her skin. She subtly presses her thighs together and shudders at the warm pulse that shoots through her, soaking wet and incredibly sensitive. Good grief. She knows she requested it herself, but who could have predicted that a bonehead like him was capable of that?
Chapter 2.
The jingle of the bakery door announces the arrival of a last-minute customer. The wafting stench that follows, eliminating all question of who it could be. Cleaning under the bread slicer with her back to the door, Jane squeezes the rag in her hand, wrestling down her urge to flee, as the person she has been waiting for all day audibly drapes himself over the display case. Buttons scraping unpleasantly against the glass. Despite her constant complaining, he's done this so many times now that she can picture it clearly in her mind's eye, chin resting on long arms encroaching just enough over the display to set her on edge, dopey, slow-blinking gaze, no doubt lingering untowardly on certain areas of her anatomy that are clenching, unbitten under the scrutiny. He's no doubt taking the chance while she's crouched there to get himself a good eyeful. With that image in mind, Jane steels her resolve and stands up.
"Gamzee," she grits out. "You're cutting it rather close today, I see."
She busies herself, wiping down the spotless counter around the register before risking a cool sideways glance in his direction. This turns out to be a poor gamble. The irksome man's mouth curls up at the sides, watching her under long lashes. And she feels her cheeks instantly start to pinken.
"Oh, a big water slide, you say?"
She scrubs harder at a non-existent spot.
"Shit, sorry, baby doll. I got all kinds of held up at the shop today, what with this one brother I wanted to get his know on about her fine motherfucking product. Hope you weren't all up and waiting for me too long."
The deep rumble of his voice makes her toes curl in her shoes.
"No, of course not. I wasn't waiting for you at all. Just making an observation. It makes no difference to me what time you get off."
She catches his smile widen and sputters, "From work."
"Course," he agrees. He doesn't laugh. But something about his tone has her narrowing her eyes at him.
"Will you be having your usual then?"
she asks frostily, when no further conversation is forthcoming.
"That do be sounding something mighty fine," he hums,
rolling his head so his cheek rests on his forearm. He's staring at her like it's not the desserts he's talking about.
"Might even go for a double today."
"Fine."
Jane hurries to retrieve two slices of key lime pie, sliding them into a box and placing it in front of him with as much alacrity as she can muster.
"Anything else for you today?"
"Anything else for you today?"
he counters. Making no move to retrieve the pie, Jane freezes, hands hovering over the buttons on the register. Shoot. Just when she'd almost convinced herself to send him on his way.
"Well,"
she says faintly. She swallows.
"There might be one thing."
Motes of flour dust puff up in the dim light around the pantry door as Jane crowds Gamzee inside. He looms over her like this, the height difference stark in such close quarters. She quickly puts up a hand between them as he leans down towards her.
On your knees, actually, if you would.
He pauses mid-lean, eyes glinting.
All right, beautiful.
He straightens, staring at her long enough to make her wonder if he's actually going to do it. Then suddenly he folds, like someone just took a wrecking ball to the back of his knees.
Jesus, Marion, Ron Swanson, she didn't think this man was capable of moving half that fast. Right, that's great, that's great.
She bites her lip. The words feel harder to say now, for some reason. Gamzee's head tips up towards her, arms limp at his sides. His expression says he'd be content to wait for as long as it takes for her to work up her nerve. Either that or he just has fewer than two thoughts to rub together. Jane averts her gaze, staring up at the rows of baking supplies, and draws a deep breath, then another.
So, I was thinking, you could use your mouth this time.
Gamzee opens the mouth in question to reply, and she rushes on.
In exchange for whatever new recipe you wish to learn, naturally, if that arrangement is still amenable to you.
He smiles. It looks simply awful on his face, of course. Too wide and sleepy to be considered traditionally handsome, but it makes her clench her thighs together all the same.
I could totally be getting my motherfucking agreement onto that wicked plan. Gorgeous.
Good, good. Then you may proceed.
Jane winces at the way her voice squeaks, just barely resisting the urge to fan her face. So much for playing it cool, Crocker.
Then proceeding is all kinds of what I'm gonna be all up and getting my due on about. He says,
and she doesn't ask what the hell that means, only because his hands find her waist at that same moment. They slip under her loose-fitting polo shirt, untucking it in the process, and she sucks in her lower lip and closes her eyes, pressing her head back against the door. Shucks, Buster, but how does such a neutral combination of two body parts end up feeling so good?
Same rules as all what were laid out as last time, he asks.
His hands slide up her back, tracing the edges of her bra line and sending a tingle down her spine.
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Motherfucking dope.
Gamzee unclasps her bra, and Jane's breath escapes her in a long whoosh. His hands move to the front, pushing the garment up and replacing it with his long fingers. Jane can't help the noise that escapes her as she confirms that the sensations she remembers from last time were not just a figment of her overactive imagination. The feeling between her legs begins to mount, and she lets out a soft moan.
You're a sweet motherfucking miracle, you know that, he murmurs quietly.
Red-hot embarrassment shoots through her like she just grazed the oven grate at high temperature.
We are not here for your commentary!
Something warm and wet brushes over her nipple. Jane gasps, toppling forward and catching herself on Gamzee's shoulders. His eyes meet hers with a knowing gleam. His mouth is on her breast.
That's more like it.
Jane tries to recover some composure, but his tongue swirls around her areola and her hands tighten in his threadbare shirt.
Oh, good heavens.
Gamzee makes a rumbling sound, and she realizes with an affronted start that he's laughing. She grits her teeth.
Why, if you think this is funny...
Ain't nothing funny about your sweet motherfucking music delighting my ear holes, beautiful. Just be making me happy and shit is all.
He mouths over her nipple with a grin, pinching the other one between his fingers and her knees knocked together. He sets to attacking both breasts in tandem, silent for another blessed stretch of time. She pants and clutches at his shoulders, determines not to give him the satisfaction of another sound. This becomes increasingly difficult, as he seems to successfully interpret her every minute reaction, practically dissolving her into a puddle with maddeningly effective flicks of his fingers and tongue. Her resolve finally breaks when he transitions his mouth from one breast to the other. It's somehow even more sensitive than the first. A whimper escapes her lips and her legs try to buckle. He catches her by the hips, or rather her derriere. looking up at her with dark eyes behind tangled, unwashed hair.
Yeah?
She wheezes, trying and failing to hold back another moan. She puts her hands on his head, covering his eyes.
Lower, please.
She squeezes her eyes shut as he chuckles again, dark and low. His mouth brushes her breast and then follows the pressure of her hands to stop just above the waistband of her jean skirt. Her breathing stutters as she feels his tongue swipe along her hip.
Here.
She's having trouble forming words, and silently curses him for making her keep producing them.
You know that's not what I meant.
He responds noncommittally. His hands slide down to the back of her knees, and then up, under her skirt, which she definitely didn't pick out today in visiting exactly this happenstance. All right, fine, she did. His thumbs brush the lower edge of her panties, fingers dipping under them in the back.
I think I'm picking up all of what you're laying down.
His head ducks down further and she pulls up the lower edge of her skirt to give him access, but his mouth travels even lower to the inside of her thigh just above the knee. He lays an open mouth to kiss there, and she groans.
Why, you know that's not what I meant either.
Sure, but I think, Gamzee says lazily, laying another kiss on the opposite thigh, just one infuriating inch higher than the first, that a sister ought to be getting more of a consider-on to the enjoyment of the journey.
And what possibly made you think I wanted to hear your opinion on the matter?
She snaps.
In fact, I think I have been very clear up to this point about how little interest I have in hearing—
He pushes her panties down and licks her clit in one smooth motion. She gasps. Fingers digging into her flesh and holding her in place, he does it again, and then again, setting a brutal, almost overwhelming pace, stroking her with his tongue. She grips the door to keep from sliding down it. Gamzee doesn't respond. He lets go of her with one hand, slipping a finger inside her. Her knees try to buckle again, and she grips the door handle with one hand, his shoulder with the other.
Watch! Gamzee, that's almost too—
He slips a second finger inside her. She gives up on being quiet, slamming her head back against the door with a long groan.
Fuck!
His tongue just isn't stopping. It's driving her out of her mind. She's going to come, but with all the brutal, overwhelming efficiency of a pile driver. She starts making sounds in time with the motion of his fingers. Her hands find his hair and hold on with desperation. Her world pinpointing to the sensation of his fingers and tongue. She's so close, so close. She's gonna come. Only a sound breaks through the haze and catches her attention. The sound of a little jingling doorbell. Django stock still. She is absolutely certain that she locked the front door. She made sure to completely close up shop so there was no way a customer could inadvertently intrude on them, which leaves only one possibility. Jane's dad whistles as he bustles his way to the back of the bakery. Jane's hands fly to her mouth, and she looks down at Gamzee with horror. Gamzee stares calmly back at her, pupils blown wide, and gives her one long, slow lick. Jane shudders. She should move. She should be composing herself, finding a way to hide him. Somehow he licks her again. She closes her head and prays. Her dad seems to have found a broom. She hears him sweeping out there, breath catching as he passes mere feet away, whistling cheerily. Gamzee's fingers start moving again, and she glowers at him, eyebrows lowering incredulously. She doesn't stop him, though. His other hand creeps up, pinching one of her nipples, and she bites her lip. She should not still be getting turned on by this. It is not right. She is still getting turned on by this. Gamzee goes back to licking her in earnest now. It takes all of her concentration to focus on staying silent. Her face is so hot, the footsteps outside fade slightly back into the front room and her hopes rise. She's getting wobbly on her feet, that feeling building back more quickly the second time, and she fears she might not make it if he lingers much longer. She hears the ring of the till opening and winces. Great, he will be so disappointed thinking she left without balancing the register, but it's a small price to pay for getting away with this utter calamity. Gamzee's fingers around her nipples start moving in time with his tongue. Sweat drips down her back. Oh, God, she can't make it. It's happening.
happening. She clenches the back of Gamzee's head to her as she comes with a silent scream, shuddering as pulse after pulse of orgasm washes through her. She starts to collapse, and this time Gamzee doesn't even try to hold her up. She slouches against his chest on her knees, heaving great breaths into his shirt as her body shudders with aftershocks. He puts a hand to the back of her head, petting her hair as her breathing slows.
Jane?
Her dad calls from the front room. She stops breathing. His footsteps move back towards them. And Jane goes still like a frightened rabbit. Gamzee just keeps petting her hair. Her dad stands in the back room for what feels like an age. Then, miracle of all miracles, he turns around and leaves the building. Jane goes limp with relief. Goodness me, that was far too close, she mutters. She pushes away from Gamzee and his lingering hands, straightening her shirt. We are absolutely not going to be doing this again.
Muffins, he responds, watching the motion.
Her hands move over her breasts, protectively.
I beg your pardon.
The next recipe I want to be all up and learning. I could really be going for finding the shit out of what kinds of miracles go into making a steamy hot batch of muffins, he says, and grins beatifically at her flabbergasted expression like he doesn't have a care in the world. It seems a bad sign that this makes her want to shove his idiot face back between her legs.
Chapter 3. Jane shivers in the cool night air, crossing her arms to ward off the surprise autumn chill, and her clinging sense of self-disgust, heels dangling from one hand as she picks her way barefoot down the gravel driveway to the road. Going to this party had been a mistake. Sure, seeing her friends had been nice as always, but Jake had brought his latest fling, and Roxy had been too busy playing host to really spend any time with her, and Dirk was being, well, Dirk, and then it had gotten so crowded and loud, and she'd been so sure that snake in a can bit would go over much better than it did, and as the night got later, she'd ended up feeling silly, having gotten dressed up for no one, and she really hadn't expected to see him. The party noise swells for a second as the door opens, and a second pair of crunching footsteps makes her scowl, squaring her shoulders.
I can walk myself home, thank you, she calls,
swearing under her breath as she hobbles over a particularly sharp patch of rock. She tries not to let the surprise show on her face as Gamzee pulls up beside her, slowing to match her perfectly justifiable pace, hands shoved into the pockets of a big canvas coat.
Aren't legs amazing that way? He drawls.
Lord, why him? She draws out a breath to argue, then makes herself let it out. Fine. They make it down to the road and walk in silence together for several minutes, Jane glancing at him intermittently. But he keeps his gaze forwards, that obnoxious tiny smile playing on his face.
Who invited you to Roxy's party anyway? She demands eventually.
Gamzee's eyebrows raise.
Is that the name of the fine sister who all's house I was just all up in?
Sweet. Jane gapes at him. Sweet? That's all you have to say? You just let yourself into some random stranger's house party and you call that sweet?
Gamzee frowns.
Now, it wasn't so miraculous as all that. I had a reason for being up in there.
Which was?
They reach the edge of Roxy's neighborhood and step out onto the boardwalk, the pride and joy of their town during the summer months, now with school back in session in the late hour. It's nothing more than a sandy stretch of closed shops, though most leave a light or two on, spilling neon out towards the dark water.
Gamzee's face is scrunched up. You know, now that you ask, I can't rightly remember.
I don't know why I bother.
Jane throws up her hands, picking up speed. As she passes in front of him, though, a gust of wind picks the exact wrong moment to blow by. It catches at her hair, which whips across her face, as does her dress. Her hands fly to shove it back down, but not before the damage is done. Posture sticks straight, and red enough to resemble a cherry, Jane turns and levels Gamzee with a glare. As expected, his sight line has to rise to meet her eyes.
You didn't see that?
He stares at her. That smile ghosting across his lips. A nearby photo booth cycles through advertisements of mockingly happy people changing the color of his skin from blue to yellow to purple. Tinny music travels towards them on the wind, trickling out from behind the closed shutters of a nearby arcade.
You want me to just up and forget the greatest miracle to grace my eye spheres in the last however long I can be remembering?
She feels herself turn, if possible, even redder.
It had to be a thong, or else it would ruin the line of the dress. It's not like I wore it for you.
Hand still clamped over her skirt, she stomps up to him, thumping him in the chest.
So forget about it, or I'm never going to teach you how to bake anything ever again.
Gamzee leans down and kisses her right on the lips. It's over before she can fully process it, his posture straightening, hand going to his hair as he stares out at the scene.
Shit, sorry. I'm all kinds of fucked at remembering rules I got to all up and be following all the time. That's my bad.
He chuckles. But it sounds embarrassed. Her lips tingle, suddenly noticeably cold. Jane looks around. There's no one out here except for them.
She grabs him by the front of his shirt and drags him into the photo booth.
Gamzee folds easily as she pushes him onto the seat under her, mild surprise playing out on his face as she crawls onto his lap.
You aren't mad?
He asks.
Oh, I'm furious,
she says, fisting both hands at his hair and pulling his mouth to hers. It's so frustrating how immediately her body responds when she feels the warm pressure of his lips again. She doesn't like that it makes her want to grind her hips against him, letting out a small, irritated growl at the electric feeling tingling through her. His hands loop loosely around her waist, and he tips his head, his tongue brushing her lower lip. She pulls back, wiping vigorously at her mouth with the back of her hand and glaring.
Then she dives back in,
pushing her tongue into his mouth. He snorts softly, opening for her, and she boils with stoked fury. How dare he not burn the way that she is burning right now, taking this lightly, like he doesn't even understand the concept of being riled.
There's something so unfairly hot about the easy way he responds to her probing, his lips warm and plush and infuriatingly receptive, something that makes her burn to her very core.
His hands slide down and cup her ass, and she breaks off the kiss again, narrowing her eyes. He stares levelly back at her, slowly inching her skirt up. How mortifying that she wants him to continue.
She groans and presses her face into his shoulder. Why exactly are we doing this again?
Gamzee pauses in his steady mission to expose her backside.
Croissant?
She pulls back indignantly. Fruit tarts, she counters. She is not walking him through a fully laminated puff pastry. A wide grin spreads across his face. He goes back to sliding up her skirt. This may make a thrill run up her spine, but Jane isn't quite done glowering.
Were you really just thinking about baked goods this entire time?
His smile drops, suddenly turning deadly serious.
Turn around.
I beg your pardon?
Just do me a quick, like, little favor and turn around,
he insists, his hands sliding to her waist and lifting her up slightly. Grumbling wordlessly under her breath, she gets up in the cramped space and turns. And he pulls her back into his lap, facing the other way.
Okay. Happy now?
Look.
She furrows her brow and turns forward and gasps. The photo booth camera is on. It shows them from the waist up, her flushed and sweaty, lipstick smeared, dress a rumpled mess, and him staring like all that's a good thing,
He makes eye contact with her over the flashing press screen to start message and slowly kisses her cheek, hands traveling up from her waist.
You really conceptualize, he murmurs in her ear, that I could be up and thinking about anything but this right now.
His hands cup her breasts, pressing the cleavage up and together, and she gasps at the reflection on the screen, squirming embarrassedly in his hold. In this dress, the amount on display is truly staggering. I don't... Her mouth drops open as he swipes his thumb across her nipples through the fabric.
She sees the shudder as it goes through her in the camera's view, and she sees him seeing her seeing it. You really think... He continues, that I don't have my full motherfucking faculties all up and dedicated to beholding the miracle that is your fine motherfucking self in this moment.
He presses his cheek against hers, forcing her cringing gaze to stay on the screen. One of his hands releases her, sliding down to hike up her skirt.
You really motherfucking think?
She starts to close her legs, and his ankles hook around hers, keeping them apart.
Then I could go for getting a single freckle on this masterpiece of a body.
His fingers brush her clit, and she claps a hand over her mouth, watching her own reaction with mortification.
She is on fire, the thong soaked through, practically dissolved.
He gently pries her fingers away from her lips, nuzzling into her neck, his gaze intense.
Now don't go and be smothering the light of your sweet motherfucking sounds, beautiful. Let yourself rejoice.
She groans, jolting her wrist, free of his grasp, her hips bucking into his hand.
She slaps her hand over his mouth. Kindly smother the light of your sounds a bit more,
she grits out. She feels him smirk against her hand, eyes glittering. His fingers push fabric to the side, dipping inside her. She cries out, curling forwards, an exquisite pressure quickly building between her legs. He gently pulls her shoulders back against him, pinching her nipple through the fabric of her dress back, arching her legs, kick up to brace against the far wall as he starts plunging them deeper. Oh fuck, that angle she's going to-
So motherfucking perfect.
Camsey breathes against her hand.
Just look.
Shuddering, half gone with bliss, Jane opens her eyes, only to be blinded by a flash. Jane gasps, yanking her foot away from the touchscreen, but the camera is already counting down to the second photo. Gamzee's fingers curl, still moving, hitting something incredible inside her. Oh, she can't. Her eyes roll back, orgasm turning her stupid. Light flashes through her closed eyelids. She whimpers, unable or unwilling to resist, as Gamzee tips her chin towards him and kisses her, his fingers still moving insistently. She moans against his lips, the feeling inexplicably building up again. How? He strokes a thumb along her jaw, humming satisfiedly into her mouth. And she tips over the edge, clenching around him, overwhelmed by sensation, his hands and mouth and presence lighting her up. It doesn't stop. His lips move on hers, unhurried tongue plunging into her mouth like he can taste her pleasure. It feels like he might just continue forever and ever, holding her like she is the most precious thing in the world. She tears away from him to breathe. His fingers slow, hips still bucking with aftershocks. She stares blindly at the screen, chest heaving.
Say cheese, he says, resting his cheek on the top of her head. The camera shutter clicks.
She lays there, panting, boneless, until the clatter of photos dropping into a bin reminds her that she's laying on Gamzee Makara in a photo booth on a public fucking boardwalk.
You, she bites, pushing away from him and straightening her attire, are going to help me throw this dad-blasted contraption into the sea.
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description, motherfucker.
The music that you're hearing is called Let Him Cook by Sam Gabriel. Special thanks to my main motherfucker, Sakiko. And now, if you're all wanting me to be up and doing something for your motherfucker, go to my website and you'll learn all kinds of shit. And finally, as always, thank you for getting your listen on.